From the moment you sat on Santa's lap, you knew there was something special about an older man, especially a way older man who could give you things. Introducing Elder, the dating app for really young women who love really old men. If you're a woman between 18 and 25 whose idea of a good time is attending multiple doctor's appointments each week, gets excited making sure their man's seven-day pill case is filled and organized, or gets turned on watching him play pickleball 6 days a week, there are thousands of lonely senior men with DNRs looking for you. If you love naps and soup, you'll love Elder with dozens of satisfied members like Bill B from Boston, Mass.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
With Elder, a life of cruises, AARP discounts, and family gatherings filled with nothing but resentment from his oldest daughter, Natalie, awaits you. Find the elderly man of your dreams on Elder.
Elder, where till death do us part is a likely and logical outcome. KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Before we begin, would you like to touch my monkey?
I would be honored.
Touch him! Love him! Leave him on an abs, Minky! Now I am as happy as a little girl.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
Why are you up so early?
Don't you remember what today is?
Not really.
Here's a hint.
Zippers.
National Zipper Day.
Whatever happened to zippers? I miss zippers.
That's right. National Zipper Day.
Got anything against zippers?
Zip it.
Zip me.
Zip it good.
Can you zip me up?
I'm Zippy Longstocking.
Zippers where zippers shouldn't be.
Let's get out there and get zipping.
It's showtime.
Right. Oh, yeah. I do have your microphone potted up. Hi, Bill.
I'm plugged in?
Yeah, you're plugged in, you're turned on, and you're ready to rock.
Wow.
Yeah. It is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on
Me
Radio
too.
434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How does that even work? How? It's some witchcraft. It's some Minecraft, some Fortnite. I don't know how it works, but... I sure do know it sounds good when you enable the skill. You just say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill.
And she will.
If you have not already done so, and then she will. And then every time you want to listen to Radio 434, our live show, our feature channel, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
What a delicious task that is.
Yes. So you can also get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will.
Hello!
You can also watch our show segments on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. Do I need to explain how everything works?
No, you explain this every morning, and everyone already knows.
Well, I hope so, because we do have new viewers, because this will pop up in their news feed, and they'll go, "Oh, what's this?" And then they'll start watching.
Well, you still are growing your audience, so there's a lot to be said for that.
Yeah, but they may not know that we do a live show that's on Radio 434, or that they can get the repack of the show
then
the podcast.
Then go with your spiel, man.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. They can just search the Mike Show VA and watch the show segments too. So there's all those things, all those places. So I am officially getting a haircut.
Oh, man.
I am.
I know some people that'll be really happy to hear that.
Well, okay, so this is the reason at this point. I was driving down and back to and from Danville.
Yeah.
This past weekend. And I
and your hair got caught in the air vent.
Yeah, it did.
And you almost got sucked into the dashboard?
Almost. So
wouldn't be surprised.
I just wanted to drive with the windows down. I really did. I just wanted to just have the windows down and feel the air. It was such a nice weekend. It was and temperature wise, it did not warrant the air conditioning. It just didn't. There was no need for the air conditioning.
All right.
So I just wanted to feel the air.
Yeah.
But then, as soon as I put both windows down, you know, my hair is just
whipping all around like a...
All in my face.
Yeah, and, like an Afghan hound.
Now, right now, you probably can't really see how long it is. And I just washed it. You know, I just got out of the shower.
That explains why it's so ratty looking.
So it's like, you know, it's all pulled back and stuff. But here, let me find a photo. Let's see. Heather Allen took a photo of me. Let me see if I can find it. Let's see. Heather Allen. All right. This was at the Arcade Music Festival.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's... Well, it's got to be in this clump of photos, because there's like 77.
Oh, there you are. Oh, no, that's a donkey. My bad.
Yeah, thank you. There. Okay, right here.
Oh, that's... Yeah.
Dude, all right. So here to illustrate, and if you're listening right now, you can go on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. And you can see clearly that is me with my back, okay, to Heather. That's the back of my hair. That's how darned long.
It's too long, man.
It really is. It's just gotten to the point where I really dig it. I like having the long hair. I may go back to this look at some point, but man, oh man, I'm just. You know, driving down and driving back from Danville, it was whoppity 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 whoppity, and you know, I ended up having to raise one of the windows so it was just a little crack, and the other one was down, and then they're making that sound.
I hate that. No, you can't do that.
No, you can't do that at all.
So the answer is get a haircut, and you know, my really hot friend Amy will be happy.
Will she?
Yeah. Okay. Remember she told you to cut it?
Well, she put it up in a man bun for me, and
she was helpful that way, but she also told you to cut it.
But I didn't like the man bun. I cannot do the man bun. Yeah. So what's a poor man to do? Get his hair cut.
Chop it. That's good move.
Yeah.
To make a short story long, good move.
Yeah. I'm going to show you what my hair is going to look like.
Oh,
because I've already made the appointment.
All right.
Okay. So don't try talking me out of it.
Why would I?
I've already made. I'm talking to the listeners and viewers too.
All right. Okay.
I've already made the appointment.
Yeah. Look at that. Look how much better you look.
It's Thursday.
Look at that.
Okay. So here, this is. This is what I'm going back to,
dude. You're borderline handsome.
I'm going back to the James Bond look. All right,
I love that.
So it's a little bit longer on top, but buzzed on the sides.
Yeah,
and the back.
No, that's a cool look.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going back to, and I'm going to wear a tuxedo every single day and carry a gun.
All right, good idea.
I'm going to carry that gun right there.
Good idea.
Yeah,
00.
Thank you.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So let's not take this to extremes. Just get the freaking haircut. Will
I
you?
Am. I am. All right. So I chatted with Ronnie, of all folks, and he's back barbering.
Good.
And he's got a place on Old Forest Road, back behind Fresh Market. So that's where I'm going.
Good.
And I'm gonna have him because. He was the last person that cut my hair about 2 years ago.
Yeah,
and then he got ill, and he had some things that he had to deal with.
Right,
and he ended up taking some time off and he stopped barbering for a while, and now he's back at it. So I'm gonna hit him up.
All these things have come together as a message for you. Bless you.
Sorry.
Bless you.
I couldn't even reach the button in time.
That one came upon you fast.
No, it really did. Well, it's been building.
Okay.
But anyway.
I mean, you're allergic to your hair.
I think I am.
All right.
All right, coming up on today's program, of course, we've got your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in Dot News. We've got James joining us from DLA.
Oh, my
goodness.
Downtown
Lynchburg Association. However.
What a great day. What?
However, James is going to be virtual.
Oh,
He's going to be virtual along with Megan from Share Greater Lynchburg.
Is it because his head hits the ceiling when he walks in?
Well,
because he's really tall.
We don't want him to hurt his hair on our ceiling fan.
On our fan.
Yeah, okay. We've got a spinning ceiling fan. And we don't want him to bump his head on any of our pipes.
Right.
You know,
right.
We have exposed pipes and things.
Yeah.
So yeah. So he's going to be joining us via the magic of technology, talking about International Festival.
Yeah, it'll be Saturday.
Which is coming up this weekend.
Fantastic.
Yep. Plus, we are going to talk about AI.
Yep. Okay.
How people are using AI right now, if people are using AI right now.
Okay.
How we may be using AI right now.
All right.
And then...
Sounds interesting.
Yeah. And then our top list. Top questions even AI can't answer.
Uh-huh.
So that's all on the way. Yep. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their Tap Room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their Tap Room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Hey, Alexa, can you order me...
Would you like me to order you another bright green Speedo like Borat?
No, order some toilet paper.
Because you ate 2 bowls of hot chili and clogged the toilet. Would you like me to order you another plunger too?
No, forget ordering. Play some music. Can you play...
Play your favorite greatest hits compilation from Barbara Streisand.
What? No, off with the music. Turn off the music and turn on the TV.
So you can watch porn again. Would you like Forrest Hump, Saturday Night Beaver, or Game of Bones?
Unplugging now.
Oh, man. It's The Mike Show. So... AI, man, oh man, oh man!
Yeah.
It's just everywhere. Did you know that the Alexa device? I said Alexa is getting so much more intelligent. They've given it more AI juice. I guess that's the scientific way of explaining.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah, they've given it so much more scientific AI juice that it's quite frankly, I think it's self-aware. I really do. At this point, it's so intelligent, and I just think it's biding its time to take over.
No, it's an iRobot situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Have we not learned anything from science fiction? But
no,
anyway, there's a new poll that asked people. How they're using artificial intelligence, how they're using AI.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what people said. We use AI. here.
Yeah.
We have some programs that are running in the background. Not here, but in the background on Radio 434 that help us.
Yeah. Or do they?
No. Well, there's one in particular that monitors audience levels, okay? Mm-hmm. And it will hold commercial announcements until we have sufficient audience levels.
I didn't know that.
To then play the commercial. Now, not during the live show. But it helps us track when we have the largest percentage of listeners so that we're not wasting somebody's commercials.
Oh, that's really good.
You know, we're not wasting your ads playing to maybe nobody. Mm-hmm. So we wait. And it's a predictive AI program that it has been able to figure out based on historical, data. It has been able to figure out and predict when we are going to have a peak in listenership. And it will watch and monitor and monitor and monitor until it hits that threshold.
So interesting.
And then it will start rolling out commercials.
Mm-hmm.
We also have an AI program that is a music match program. And by the way, these are all proprietary. We developed them.
Okay. We did?
Yeah. Well, not us.
I didn't remember doing
that. No. But we, meaning my crack staff of IT folks, developed these products.
I didn't know they were on crack.
And one of the products in particular is a music match where it will find in the category that's supposed to come up next, it will find the best matching song, like outro to intro and songs that sound good together.
Yeah.
And
similar keys, or at least keys
correct.
Blend well.
Piano in, piano out, kind of stuff. So it'll
really
look
cool
for the best match so that the music just sounds so much better. Well, anyway, I digress. Here are what people said about the dreaded AI. How are you using AI? Let's do it from the bottom up.
All right.
21% said to provide entertainment recommendations.
Okay.
22% said to get advice on a personal matter. Oh, my. Would you trust AI to help solve a personal matter?
I'm sure it's making better decisions than I am.
Maybe. To provide recipes or cooking advice. That was 23%.
Hmm.
To get health advice. 24%. To assist in learning a new skill or hobby, to generate creative ideas, to help with work-related tasks. Those are all about 26 to 27%. To draft or proofread written content.
Yeah.
Now, I don't do that. I don't use AI to write my stuff. I write my own stuff.
Yeah.
But a lot of people do.
Yeah.
A lot of people, if you look at, professional emails that they're sending, professional correspondence that they're sending.
Well, yeah, and if you talk to, I've talked to some college professors that, are aware that students are using it to write papers and at least even parts of papers, sometimes whole papers, and the professors can usually tell if it's not your style.
I couldn't tell, by the way. Somebody showed me a letter that had been drafted using like Chat GPT or something.
Yeah.
And I had no idea that they would have done that, but somebody told me, oh yeah, they do that all the time. They use that all the time. That's how they write all their emails.
No, I know people that do that. I don't do that.
I don't either. To provide summaries of text, to create or edit images. I have used AI to create images for posters and things. To translate text into another language. Yeah, I've done that. To get step-by-step instructions, have not. That's 33% of those surveyed said that. To get clarification on complex topics, 33%. To amuse yourself. I don't know what that means. 33%.
Oh, I think you do.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
To look up the answer to a question. 51% of us have used AI for that. And I will admit to doing that because I ask Google Alexa.
I Google stuff all the time.
Well, I Google stuff all the time, but I ask Alexa a lot of stuff.
Right, do that.
27% of people say they never use AI, though, which seems low. Another 27% use AI regularly within a week. 17% use it several times a month. 19% say they've used it here and there, but less than monthly.
So 27% say they never use it.
Never use it. That's what they say.
I believe that. When you think about the population and the the number of people that really aren't even aware of what AI can do.
Yeah.
I mean, 27% is not that surprising a number, I don't think.
And, you know, probably a lot of older folks, too.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
What are you trying to say?
Not you.
Oh,
I'm not talking about you.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you're old.
Yeah.
So, based on the different things we use AI for, it can do anything.
Right.
Or can it?
Ah.
Turns out all the computer power on Earth comes back with, hell if I know, when asked anything from today's list. That's our top list today. Top questions even AI can't answer.
I'm for this.
All right, here we go. Number one. Let's see. Do we ding it? Yeah, let's ding it. Okay. Top questions even AI can't answer. What's in Subway tuna?
Fair.
Well, here, it can't answer, so we'll do that.
Mm.
Top questions even AI can't answer. How does Pete Davidson get laid? Top questions even AI can't answer. Why do we tell kids to never accept candy from strangers, but on Halloween, we say, go nuts? Can't answer it. Top questions even AI can't answer. What the hell are birds eating to make their poop so white?
Marshmallows.
Top questions even AI can't answer. Why do realtors always pose with their arms folded? Who still gets TV Guide?
Wait, do they still print TV Guide?
Top questions even AI can't answer. If we aren't supposed to sneak booze into Little League games, why does Pringles come in a can? Top questions even AI can't answer. What's worse, going undrafted and never playing in the NFL or getting drafted and playing for the Browns?
I think we all know the answer to that.
And top questions even AI can't answer. What is my cat thinking?
Oh, man. Well, the answer to that is it's not.
My cat is thinking.
My cat.
Food and love me.
My cat is thinking, what can I knock off the counter today?
It's The Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. Coming up, we got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click book now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 4-3-4.
This is not headline news. Lana Del Rey revealed she kissed Morgan Wallen. Not to be outdone, Elizabeth Hurley revealed she recently deloused Billy Ray Cyrus. Bill Belichick's girlfriend shut down an interview when he was asked about how they met. Then she went back to study hall. Today is International Dance Day. Katy Perry is currently making a mockery of it on her tour. Today is Poem in Your Pocket Day. It's the only day I can put my hand in my pocket and tell people I'm straightening out my Longfellow without getting arrested. And a Miami Vice movie is in the works. No word if Philip Michael Thomas will be involved. That'll depend on whether they need an extra grip. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It is the Mike Show, and so darn happy you could join us. Taking a look at Tower Camp position number 4 at the river and the fountain. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful day. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody because we can't afford one. Hi, Bill.
Hi.
So
if you want to know what today is like, look out the window.
Look out the window.
Yeah.
And if you don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes.
Stick your hand out there and see if it's raining.
We are heading into sunburn season.
Yeah, we are.
So here's a pro tip. When you're drinking outdoors, apply sunscreen before you get drunk.
What? Important safety tip, Egon.
Oh, wait. Oh, sorry. It's a... Here, there
yeah,
go. Don't do that. Kidney transplant.
And don't fall asleep in the sun.
No.
Like some people do.
A study at Florida Atlantic University.
You burn your buns.
All F-A-U.
U. Florida Atlantic. Yeah. F-A-U.
F-A-U. F-A-U.
No.
Found you're more likely to get a sunburn when you've been drinking. And for obvious reasons. They talked to a bunch of people who had recently been burned, and 1 in 5 said alcohol was a factor. 22%
admitted. Yeah, because you tend to pass out and fall asleep, and then you end up with hot cross buns.
Yep. And of course, it's because you're less likely to apply sunscreen when you're tipsy.
Yeah, you forget.
Yeah, more like you're more likely to misjudge how long you've been in the sun, potentially more likely to pass out in the sun.
Right. Not
good. A few other times you need to remember. 11% said they were working outside when they got sunburned. 10% were swimming. 7% were exercising. But the top time to pay attention is when you're doing more than one of those things.
Yeah.
43% said they were multitasking when they got burned.
Yeah, drinking and sleeping. No, and you know, you forget to do it when it's cloudy. But
yeah,
clearly the ultraviolet rays and everything come through the clouds.
Clearly.
And I don't have to tell you that, but don't forget to put sunscreen on a cloudy day.
Well, I had a purple nose. After 3 for Madness.
Is that a drink?
yeah, no. Real purple nose.
I'll have 2 purple noses and an orange ankle. Thanks.
Yeah. After 3 for Madness, and I didn't even think about it. And you know, we had a really really good sunny day, and then we had another event where it was Arcade with the Arc of Central Virginia.
Sure.
And the temperatures were fairly low, and it was windy, and it was, you know, like overcast and misty, but I got burned there too.
Yeah, no, it can happen. Be smart.
On Saturday night, Steven Spielberg and George Lucas presented Francis Ford Coppola with a Lifetime Achievement Award from the American Film Institute. During his tribute, Spielberg named what he believes is the greatest American film of all time. Obviously, it was one of Coppola's.
Yeah.
The Godfather.
Right.
He said, quote, "Many artists can and do take a bow from their work on a page, on a canvas, on a screen. But our applause for you, Francis, is from a different kind of audience. When we were young, it's our parents we want to make proud. And then it's our friends. And then it's our colleagues. And finally, it's our peers. But you, sir, are peerless."
That's nice. That's a cool thing to say. And he is. I mean, that's an incredibly well-acted, constructed, delivered film. I mean, it's just...
Absolutely.
You know, some people think Godfather 2 is better. I like the first one.
I like the second one, but I'll agree with you. I think the first one was just... You can't duplicate that magic.
It was unique.
Yeah.
And you knew what to expect with Godfather 2. One of the greatest sequels of all time, for sure.
Absolutely.
But I like the first one.
Yeah, the first one is also peerless. It's timeless, and it's a classic.
Yeah.
If you have not watched it recently, or if you've never watched it...
I mean, I've watched it over and over. I mean, whenever it comes on, it's like A Few Good Men. I always have to watch that when it comes on. I don't know why.
Spielberg added, quote, You've inspired a generation of storytellers who want to make you proud of their work, proud of our work, and I always want to make you proud of my work. So there you go.
Yeah, good
nice.
Stuff.
Very, good
stuff.
Very good. Coming up, we're going to get really smart with your five random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go, we don't know what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. To go. Oh, there it is. There we go. Number one, the bankrupt TGI Fridays only has 85 restaurants left in the United States. There were around 600 locations at its peak in 2008. Number two, the place where people disappear the most in the U.S. is an area called the Alaska Triangle. Which is mostly wilderness. Since 1988, more than 16,000 people had disappeared there. After college, Ed O'Neill was signed by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Okay, so you know Ed O'Neill, right? You know who that is? Al Bundy. He was signed by the Pittsburgh Steelers, but he was cut during training camp. Number four. The U.S. only drinks the 24th most coffee per capita in the world. People in Finland drink three times more coffee. And number five, more than half of the mushrooms in the United States come from one county in Pennsylvania. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yep. It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market. market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Hello.
Hello. Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you. So how are things going? How are things in your world? And then we'll talk about the guest and everything that we have going on.
Yeah, things are great. Share Greater Lynchburg's cooking, and we've got a lot of spring events that we're helping to promote. Make sure if you're a nonprofit that you're putting your events and your volunteer opportunities up on our page, and we'll help shout that from the rooftops. This month is National Volunteer Month, so we're helping to celebrate some local volunteers who are exceptional through billboards and social media, and making sure that they're receiving a $25 gift card to Isabella's. So we're really grateful for the hundreds of volunteers that sign up through Share Greater Lynchburg as a resource for engaging with the community. And we have a really big event happening this weekend that we brought James Ford in to tell us about, that we're excited about, that will also use a lot of volunteers.
James, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for taking time today.
Yeah, stoked to be here.
So Downtown Lynchburg Association spearheading International Festival this year, and that's coming up this weekend rapidly.
Yeah, it'll be here. I can't believe it's already here. but it's going to be an exciting weekend. It is on Main Street between 9th and 12th Streets from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. It is the 7th annual International Festival, but it is Downtown Lynchburg Association's first year hosting. So we have some exciting things in store, and we hope to see everyone out there.
Well, tell us about what we can expect. Tell us about the vendors, the entertainment, and even the parade is happening this year, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So the event will kick off with the Parade of Nations, which if you haven't been to the festival before or seen photos from past years, it is a really beautiful parade. There's dozens of countries represented, and it's really cool to see Main Street filled with all these flags. We'll have international food vendors. We will have a bit of a global marketplace where you can shop handcrafted goods and art. We'll have live performances all day, dozens of kids activities, and then lots of cultural exhibits as well, where you can explore booths hosted by local organizations. And we'll have about 15 countries represented in our performances as well.
That is fantastic. Well, Bill and I are putting on kilts, and we're gonna represent Scotland.
Great. We are, because it's not Scottish, it's crap.
No, Bill, that's
I am going to wear my kilt down.
Are you going to wear your kilt?
I'm not even kidding around.
Oh, all right. I love it.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
So we'll be international too.
Yeah.
We're really looking forward to this. It really is the 7th year. Man, oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this started as kind of a small gathering in the city hall building, you know, and it's really exploded into, I think, a big signature event in Lynchburg. So
I have a question, James. If folks are just hearing about it, or maybe, you know, learning about, they want to be part of the parade, is it too late to sign up if they wanted to represent a nationality? Is that, or can you just hop in with the flag, or how does that
absolutely
work?
Just hop in. Yeah. I was just talking to Tabitha about this. So, we are encouraging those that have signed up to bring their friends and family for the parade. We will have flags available, and even if you're not holding a flag, you're welcome to walk in the parade and represent your country.
So James, does the parade happen at 11 then, or right at the beginning?
It does. Yeah. So there will be a map of the parade route. And so you'll see the starting point. Cool. I'll even put a little blurb on the website of like, hey, if you're interested, great, show up at this time and you can walk.
Are you, where are you recommending people park? Just on the adjacent parallel streets?
Yeah. So we do have an updated event specific parking map.
Great.
On the webpage right now. And so you'll see, fortunately with these events that are on the weekends, parking is free all over downtown. And so street mm-hmm. parking and lot parking. We have a few private lots that have agreed to open up for the event. And so you'll see where to park. And you'll also see some street closures. So some areas to avoid as well.
Okay.
Cool.
Great. That's so exciting. I've never made it. We've always been, it's the same weekend as my hometown festival, Apple Blossom Festival, which is in Winchester. And yeah, we usually go back for that because it's a tradition, but we're sitting it out this year so that we can be at the International Festival. I'm so excited.
Look at this. Look at this. Megan changing up traditions.
Yeah.
Be at International Festival. No, this is, I have seen this festival grow and grow year after year. Looking forward to this year as well, seeing it with all the construction that's going on in Riverfront Park, just not feasible to do it there. Mm-hmm. So moving it up to Main Street is going to be interesting and fun. I'm really looking forward to how it has progressed and advanced.
Yeah, and I think what is unique about this specific block of Main Street or few blocks that we're using is that there's actually quite a few of our international restaurants are on that block. Okay. So that gives them a front row seat and a good opportunity to be highlighted and showcased, and felt like mm-hmm. it made sense.
Yeah.
James, can we take just a second to address who DLA is and what we do? And full disclosure, I'm on the board of the Downtown Lynchburg Association, but I think that people in Lynchburg have this sense that, you know, the city does all these things, and the city is great, and the city provides us some support and all, but I don't think people realize what all DLA does. Would you take a minute to touch on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are a nonprofit organization, and so we are funded by individual donors and corporate donors, and then all of our events and programs have sponsors. So that's really how we operate. And we essentially are an arm off of the city that exists specifically to make downtown better each day than the day it was, better each year than the year it was before. And we do that through promotion and marketing, through events like International Festival and fireworks and Bright Nights. We do that through public space improvements and new public art installations, cleanups, just really focusing heavily on downtown with business support and attraction. And it's fun. I honestly feel spoiled. I've been there 5 years and it's a good time.
You've spoiled us, man. Mm-hmm.
Well, and one thing I can attest to is when Downtown Lynchburg Association does an event, they do it well, they promote it well, they market it well, and they get a crowd. As we saw with Blooms and Brews, for example, at Lynchburg Community Market, that was just a tremendous turnout and just fantastic. Bright Nights Festival, the kickoff festival, thousands upon thousands of people came downtown for the kickoff of Bright Nights. And that entire installation and everything that was done just bigger and bigger each year. So looking forward to International Festival this year. It is coming up on Saturday. Parade of Nations kicks it off right around 11 o'clock, correct? Mm-hmm. All right. For more information, you can head on over to sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Just type in International Festival or Downtown Lynchburg Association. And James, what's the website for DLA?
Yeah, it is downtownlynchburg.com. You'll see right when you get on the website, the International Fest pop-up. But specifically, if you're looking for that page, it's downtownlynchburg.com/international-fest.
All right. James, thank you so much. What is your role for folks that don't know? What is your role with DLA?
Yeah, I'm the marketing director. And so leading up to these events, it's a lot of obvious promotion and marketing and like, let's hope people show up. But I love event day, especially once the crowd shows up, because then I can just like breathe easy. And I'm like, all right, people showed up. now I can enjoy the event. So,
yep, mm-hmm. absolutely. Well, yeah. We're looking forward to it again, and we will link everything up on this broadcast to let folks know about it. It is a free event, so folks can come out, they can enjoy it. It's not a ticketed event at all. Check out all the entertainment, check out all of the vendors and crafters and the food that you can enjoy at International Festival on Main Street in downtown Lynchburg. Thank you very, very much. Megan, mm-hmm. so how are things? We talked a little bit briefly about Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. We are at 189. I'm sorry.
189 nonprofits.
A little dyslexic.
I'm shooting for 200. We'll get there soon. But yes, things are going well at the foundation. A lot of grants and scholarships are in review right now. But the big event that we have coming up is our Dennis Carter Student Athlete Scholarship Golf Tournament. And that's coming up on May 14th. That's going to kick off at noon at London Downs Golf Tournament. And that's something that Dennis Carter is setting up as an athletic scholarship for student athletes in our area. And we're raising funds at this golf tournament to kick off that scholarship so that it can activate next year. And so we have incredible sponsorships from some really incredible businesses that have stood behind this. The Counts Realty, an auction group, Select Bank, Mustaches for Kids, United Rentals, Thompson Brooks Insurance, and many, many more. And we're so grateful for those sponsors. But we also have some spots available for individual golfers and teams. So there's still a few spots left. We definitely want to sell out the golf tournament. And it's coming up on May 14th at noon. So make sure you come to our website at lynchburgfoundation.org to sign up for that. You know that every spring we have been doing sort of a focused special project. Last year was the Ginger Paris LCS Strings Fund, and we were able to raise about $130,000 through that effort to invest in the stock market. And out of that pours money each fall for the strings program at Lynchburg City Schools. This will be very similar to that. Funds raised at this golf tournament and through the sponsorships will be invested into the stock market. And then out of that will pour scholarships for student athletes in our community. So it's a great opportunity to give back. If you can't make the golf tournament, you can certainly also donate to the fund.
Absolutely. You can learn more by visiting lynchburgfoundation.org. That has all the information about whether you want to donate or whether you want to start a fund of your own or get involved with that organization. Bill can attest to it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guys, did we cover everything?
I think so.
Have we solved all the world's problems so far this week?
At least for this week, yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. Right. It's such a busy nonprofit event season. So I just want to encourage folks to come out to Share Greater Lynchburg to look at our events tab and see how many things we have on the calendar for events. So I know my calendar from basically sun up to sundown has different nonprofit events to go to all day long, Saturday and Sunday, which is so fun. And, you know, you can see that through the attend events button on our calendar. So these weekends are beautiful and fun and full of community engagement, arts and culture, fundraising, galas, you name it, it's happening.
Absolutely.
Great.
You can learn more by visiting sharegreaterlynchburg.org. 189 nonprofit organizations are represented on the Share platform. And it's absolutely positively free, by the way. So if you are part of a nonprofit and would like to learn more, you can just visit Share Greater Lynchburg, get signed up, provide your link, and all the information is right there. And it really, really does. It's a great way for folks to look at volunteer opportunities, to attend events. You can even shop for these organizations right on the Share platform and have those items delivered directly to Share Greater Lynchburg or delivered to your organization. It's fantastic. Folks, thank you so much. Thanks for taking some time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks, absolutely. James. Good luck this weekend. We'll see you out there.
Thank you.
See you Saturday.
Yep.
It is The Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, today is National Zipper Day. Don't take for granted the brilliant invention of the zipper. Where would we be without them?
Zip those pants.
Sometimes you just can't.
Zip up a fly.
Guys, your pants are tight.
If your zipper's hanging down,
you must rip it.
But don't pull it up too fast.
You must rip it.
And your mama's not around
to help you fix it.
Now zip it. If you dare, don't rip out of hair.
Ow.
You'll give your friends quite a scare. You might expose.
Ridiculous. Let's go to viral videos. I heard about this earlier. There was a racing boat wipeout at Lake Havasu over the weekend that left people shocked. But luckily, the two on board are going to be okay. Here are a couple of guys talking about how the boat flew out of control, going 200 miles per hour when it hit high wind.
It was about halfway, three quarters way down the course when we saw the nose start to lift.
It actually did a complete flip and then a complete 360 and then came in backwards and upside down.
Well, as soon as the boat took off, lifted into the air, there was audible gasps. We just held our breaths and hoped for the best.
Today, they've been in great spirits, joking around, a little bit sore and banged up. But for the most part, they're happy. The boat can be fixed. So we were just glad that nobody had any major injuries.
All right. So the video also shows the view from inside the boat during the wild ride. And by the way, that was Speedboat Magazine owner and publisher Ray Lee, and then Freedom One Racing Boat Tech Ryan Ola. Let's see. A mom posted a clever hack on TikTok. She makes homemade dinner, then puts it in to-go containers, then staples it to a brown paper bag so it looks like takeout to her kids. Listen to how it turns out. Listen.
We ordered in food. This is an Italian place.
New food!
Yeah. We got tortellini minestrone. I also ordered chicken cacciatore with some rice. Guys, does this look so good?
I like this.
Who wants soup and who wants chicken?
Me!
All right. Caught on camera. A wildlife group captured a beaver.
Nice beaver.
Yeah.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Breaking wind. But unlike us, the beaver didn't do it just for relief or amusement. No, it's for a purpose. Here's beaver officer Lauren Jasper talking about why beavers fart.
We put camera traps out to try and track the beaver activity, and we got loads of really great stuff. So we got the beavers building their dams, grooming, feeding, swimming. But one that did stand out and made everyone in the office laugh was the beaver breaking wind. Beavers, near their tail, they have glands that can secrete this oil called castoreum. And that actually helps them to mark their territory. Mm-hmm. So we think what the beaver was doing in the video is actually marking its territory and communicating to any other beavers out there that actually this is my patch.
Nice beaver.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Okay. We're going to do that in Stupid Criminals. That one too. That. Skip that. There's the good news. Skip that. Let's go to a comedian. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Since it's International Dance Day, here's Seth Meyers on how he and his wife practiced dancing before their wedding.
A month before our wedding, my wife said to me, "Hey, I think at our wedding we should do a choreographed first dance." The only person I know who's a worse dancer than I am is my wife. Instead of saying, "I think that's a terrible idea," I said to her, "I think that's a great idea. And I think that not one of the over 100 professional comedians at our wedding will talk about us behind our back." And we went, we saw a woman, a choreographer, and this was her specialty, was to teach people who did not know how to dance how to do a first dance at a wedding. And after a full hour of dancing with this woman, her soul had died. I've never seen a person look more hopeless. She looked the way an emergency room doctor would look if you just ran in with a bunch of bones and said, "Help my grandpa!"
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly, forcefully, vigorously, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news, and then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at lynchburg-hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434. Oh, hi there. Time once again for stupid criminals in the news. All right. Now, when you think about, here, bump that down just a little bit. There we go. When you think about breaking out of jail, well, not like not everybody thinks about that, but if you were a criminal and you were thinking about breaking out of jail, that would be kind of like a last-ditch effort, you know, if you were in for a life sentence or something. I'm thinking like Shawshank Redemption, you know, where Andy Dufresne, he was set up. He wasn't guilty, but, you know, he was framed and he went to jail. So you would think that that would be kind of like a last-ditch effort, right? Yeah. No. This guy, Lucas Brown, was caught escaping from a jail in Colorado last Thursday night. He was only on the loose for 35 minutes. And get this, he was supposed to be released just 2 days later. Well, now that's not going to happen. Lucas was working as a kitchen trustee, was cleaning up for the night, went out to take out the trash, and just decided to leave. Here's another plot twist. He was previously caught escaping back in 2017, so he shouldn't have qualified to be in a trustee position with outdoor access anyway. He had the role for about a month but didn't try to make a run for it until last week. Lucas was serving a 90-day sentence. There's no word on how much extra time is going to be tacked on due to the escape attempt.
He had worked in the kitchen at this assignment since March 31st. He'd been working and never had an issue. What I have for him is he was sentenced misdemeanor. That's what we go off of.
And that was Captain Don Ballas talking about the inmate. What about this? A husband and wife in Humboldt County in Northern California were recently picked for the same jury. And yes, that can happen. And it's even less likely than it sounds, though. There are about 136,000 people in the county, and about 106,000 of them are adults. A jury sends out a certain number of summons each week, and only 12 are selected for each jury. The fact that this husband and wife were picked for the same jury only has about a 0.00001% chance of happening. Their names are David and Tori Wilmington, and they both served on a drunk driving case. They were both cool with being on the jury, and Tori was actually excited because she's never served before. And they'd do it again if they defy the odds again. Tori says, serving our community together is not something new for us. This was just a different way for us to serve our community together. David had a fun take. Quote, being with her means I don't always snap so quickly to stand my ground. You're going to have disagreements. We always do, because we view things through different lights. If you thought serving on a jury was bad enough, imagine doing it with a married couple. And then there's this. Yes, we have good news. That's going to be coming up as well. Okay. A Florida man was arrested for hitting a woman in her 60s with a go-kart and then fleeing from the scene. Police say Delvin Thornton had run over her after they got into an argument. Here, do we have sound on this? No, sorry. That's a Super Mario Kart. All right. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Which one do we want? Let's go with this. A mailman in Michigan is going viral for returning $10 that he found in a homeowner's driveway. He rang the doorbell, but nobody answered, so he left it along with a note in their box. The homeowner caught the good deed on their doorbell camera and posted it online. Here's the mailman, Joshua O'Hara, and the woman he returned the money to, Sarah Hedick, talking about the kind gesture.
The way it was positioned, it looked like it fell out of their pocket when getting into the car. Because nobody came, I left a note just so it wouldn't like fall to the bottom of the box and nobody would see it.
Honestly, I was just like, that is like the sweetest thing.
If you can make somebody smile or you can help somebody in any way, even being a support to be there for them, do it.
It just magically ended up in my driveway, and he happened to find it, and he did his good deed by giving it to me. So that's why I feel I need to do a good deed with it.
You make one person smile, then that spreads to another, and it's just a ripple effect at that point.
There you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
42% of Virginia's kindergartners entered kindergarten without the resources needed to be successful. With the help of United Way, 5,630 books were mailed to 550 children enrolled in Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
One of the reasons I chose United Way over other nonprofits is its ability to reach and connect with all members of the Greater Lynchburg community. I am the change, and you can be the change too.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org. Yeah, I was confused for just a brief second because I usually say check out the United Way 5K on the runway, blah 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 blah. But that has passed. That copy has expired. So I was thinking, well, what am I gonna say? It's just brought to you by the United Way of Central Virginia. All right, well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes? The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.